Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Glenn Times are in his Beef Demand Index. We talk about that today in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, May 8th on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 24,000 head, including 4,100 yearling steers, 3,700 yearling heifers, 6,400 weaned calves, and 5,700 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to the website, SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932 and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Over the last several years, beef demand has been measured by Dr. Glenn Tonzer, and it's a quarterly measurement. Most quarters, except for one over the last several years, beef demand has been higher compared to a year ago. And the 2015 first quarter beef demand index number was exceptionally strong compared to one year ago.
Yeah, it's very important to just remind our listeners what it is that I mean by a demand index. A demand index is simply mine and other people's efforts to tell us how strong beef demand is out there. And at the end of the day, what it is, it's comparing an expected beef retail price with what we observe. If what we observe is larger than what we expect, I know demand improved. If what we observed is less than we expect, I know it slipped. 18 of the last 19 quarters, we've had a higher realized price than we expected per this process. So demand has improved in 18 of the last 19 quarters. That's an incredibly long positive run for the beef industry. To give you the specific numbers for the first quarter, the all-fresh beef demand index, and the reason I'm being specific about this is that's the most all-encompassing price category we have. So it has not just choice product, it has all beef products underneath it. That index was up 15.5% in the first quarter of 15 relative to the first quarter of 2014. Oh. That is by far the largest year-over-year increase for any one quarter in this series that goes back to 1990. As I said, 18 of the last 19 quarters is up. So not only do we have the largest one recently, it's on the kind of the back end of a long stretch, you know, spanning 4 years now, of, with the exception of one quarter, ongoing increases. It's a really, really positive story.
And Dr. Tonzer, in saying that beef demand up in this latest quarter, says both prices as well as volume of beef being sold on the upside.
The first quarter, we had an increase, inflation adjusted, for retail beef prices of 13.5%. And per capita consumption was up just slightly. It's within the rounding errors, a small increase. But if you have both the volume that cleared the market go up, even if it's small, and a large increase in price, by definition, beef demand had to improve. Normally, if you have volume go up, we expect price to go down to clear the market. That happens if demand doesn't improve. If the price goes up at the same time a volume increase occurs, we know the demand curve in econ speak shifted out in a positive way. The public was willing to pay more for these beef pounds than we anticipated they would. Very, very positive story. Continues to be, I would argue, half of the critical story of why we have historically high cattle prices. We all know the supply side. We have concerns about the supply side at times, like in the Fed cattle market and so forth. But we know in historic sense we have tight supplies. But for the last 3 or 4 years, we've had an improving beef demand environment also. And if you have tight supplies and strong demand, they both pull upward on retail beef prices and therefore wholesale, therefore Fed cattle, therefore feeder cattle, and the entire industry is benefiting from it.
K-State's Dr. Glenn Tonzer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.